are looking back through the files of the Bunyip in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
It's a slightly different room, so there might be... it's a different room. There might be slightly different sound. And we're reading the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 2nd of July, 2025. It's July. We're halfway through the year.
It's frightening.
Where has that gone?
Festival in three weeks. And that's very scary.
That is scary. So here we go. We'll kick off with 150 years ago. Maintenance of Murray Street. In accordance with the Main Roads Act passed last session, and which came into force yesterday, Murray Street passed from the hands of the corporation and will in future be maintained by the Public Works Department and that state government. This will obviously be a saving to the town, but there are two sides to the question, and we do not think the council should lose their power over the chief street of the municipality. Owing to the quantity of traffic, the street will need constant attention, and we think it would be better for the town if the corporation undertook the maintenance on receipt of a grant from the government. Right.
It's changed hands many times, I think.
No, it's just switched, but it is the main road, and that's why the state government have it.
Well, because back then, we'd be talking 150 years ago, it was probably not even macadamised. It was probably
dirt. It would have been made up road. I mean,
it would have been made up
hard for
probably with 150 years ago.
I don't know what the roads were made of.
Gravel
and limestone formed
it
up.
It was macadamisation, so you cambered the road, and then the stones had to be certain sizes.
Oh, right.
And so they were contracting right through to the 20th century. For breaking up the stone and covering the roads with gravel.
Right.
So that was to gravel them. And process was called macadamisation.
Oh, I thought macadamisation meant to using tar.
Where tarmac comes from.
Ah.
So when they added the tar, it became tarmac.
Macadamisation. Right.
So that was another step. But originally it was just the stone. And Macadam was actually from Ayrshire in Scotland.
I knew he was Scottish,
He's from Ayrshire. Who developed this technique for gravelling roads. And it was a huge advance to put the gravel down from just mud.
Oh,
so it was a big, big upgrade.
A welcome change.
So, 100 years ago, reek diseases. Much of the loss which occurs annually through the development of fungus diseases in reek crops can be prevented, and a knowledge of the proven methods of control should materially assist farmers to this end. To enable them to secure this knowledge, the Department of Agriculture has just issued a bulletin describing the life history and methods of treating the principal diseases of reeds met with in this state. And probably the biggest was the red rust or rust. That was a big problem. And they were tackling that as long as 150 years ago, and they'd have scientists coming up to lecture the farmers and farmers' clubs talking about dealing with it. During the war, the biggest problem was mice eating the seed before it even germinated.
Oh, that still happens when the birds get into crops. Yeah. 50 years ago, and we're still on councils. Here we go. Elections in five councils. Ratepayers in five local council areas will be voting on Saturday in one of the most interesting local government elections for many years. Elections will be held in the Gawler Corporation and the district councils of Mullalar, Manapara, Barossa and Angaston. In Gawler, local businessman Mr Ray Gerlach will be standing against the Mayor, Mr Seth Creedon, who has held the position for three consecutive terms. Right, Ray Gerlach. I think he was a real estate agent. His wife Barbara ended up working for Bruce Eastick in the electorate office, so there you go. That's small town stuff.
I didn't know the name. I've heard the name, but
And
of course, Seth Creedon was he a teacher originally?
I don't know what he was in the end.
Okay.
What he was beforehand? No. Don't know anything about Seth Creedon.
So I know the name as well. So, 25 years ago, rate fears as values explode. Gawler South residents are being hit by skyrocketing valuations, with hikes of up to 50% recorded in some streets. Valuations have also soared in parts of Gawler East and Gawler, with smaller increases in Williston and Gumview Estate at Gawler Rest. Now, it must be Gumview Estate at Gawler Rest. Any rise in site valuations could mean an increase in council rates, as rates are determined by multiplying variations by council's rate in the dollar. Our sentence doesn't explain it very well, does it?
No, it doesn't. I think they've edited it and it to a point of meaninglessness.
Yes, I think so. So it actually means that the council rates are determined by the property value. Mm. That's what they're trying
to say.
That's
one of the base ones. So.
Yeah. So rising property value does mean rising rates generally.
Which can get people caught out.
Yes.
10 years ago, Gawler's growth continues at pace, with development applications to Gawler Council rising by more than 20% in the past 6 months. Council has received 422 applications since the start of 2015, compared to 344 at the same time last year, a rise of 22.7%. Gawler Mayor Karen Redman said the expanding housing sector was one of the main contributors to the rise. Council largely attributes the rise to two factors. The first is the increase in the supply of greenfields land for residential development over the last 3 to 5 years, including the continuing development at Springwood Estate, Gawler East, Aspire Evanston, Orleana Waters, Evanston Gardens and Acacia Green, Evanston, she said. Yes.
I am fascinated by housing estate names, Orleana Waters.
I know.
Acacia Green. I used to always be amused as a kid by Taylor's Lakes in Melbourne. It's like, what, where are the lakes? There's a little pond that you've created.
I love all these advertisements that Blackwood Rise, you know, and you've got trees and rolling hills and you know that within 2 years they're all going to be covered in houses and all the trees will be gone and the rolling hills will be hidden.
Yes.
But I was sort of stumbled over this because she said the housing sector, council largely attributes the rise to two factors. The first is blah, 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 but it doesn't say what the second is.
So we're just sort of letting
us hang a little bit. So
yes,
that's it for this week then.
That is. Until next week. Okay.
Until then, Jeanette.
For old light signs.